in which you said Breitbart is actually a fascinating case. And I do think right-wing media has had a lot more success in pioneering ways to challenge establishment authority that left-wing media has not. You went on to say that it's, quote, very impressive in terms of the impact they've been able to have, that is, Breitbart Media has been able to have. And now, of course, the head of Breitbart Media has been named by Trump as his chief strategist. So could you respond to that and explain what you meant?
Sure. That Breitbart has had a huge impact on American politics is something that no honest person could possibly dispute. Their traffic alone has quadrupled or even more just in the past 6 to 9 months. They became the go-to place for the part of the Republican Party that ended up dominant, that ended up electing, nominating, and then electing a candidate who the entire political establishment thought had no chance of ever winning. They gave voice to a huge part of the Republican Party that had been completely and systematically excluded from all of the Republican mainstream venues like National Review and Weekly Standard. The impact that they have had is immense. And to deny that is just delusional. But even worse is to suggest that acknowledging the impact that they have somehow makes you an admirer of them. In that very same interview, I told them directly to their face that the content that they're producing is repellent. That was the word I used. I said that I have all kinds of terrible things to say about Breitbart reporters and about Breitbart's content. All of the work I've done over the past decade, the sort of primary issue on which I've worked has been a defense of the civil liberties of Muslims, is completely antithetical to everything that Breitbart believes in. So to take a comment that I made, which is observably and undeniably true, which is that the impact that they've had on the political process is extraordinary and impressive, and convert that into me saying that I somehow like Breitbart or am a sympathizer with Breitbart or an admirer or a supporter of Breitbart is just dishonesty in the extreme, and it's obvious for anybody minimally literate that that's the case.